forget you. If I had an ounce of pride, but I guess I can't help being on the sentimental side. I should act gay, laugh it off and say farewell, say it just didn't wear well, but I'm not that way. I'm in hopes you'll think it over with a simple sort of person on the sentimental side.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard.
I'm Moss Teller. Music recorded here in Montreal from alto saxophonist Rémi Bolduc and his jazz ensemble. From the album Tribute to Dave Brubeck, we heard Take Five, François Bourassa on the piano, Fraser Hollins on the bass, and Dave Lang on drums. A new album before that from the duo of singer Catherine Russell and pianist Sean Mason, the album My Ideal, we took a listen to On the Sentimental Side. And the set started with music from veteran trombonist Steve Davis and his all-star sextet, trumpet player Eddie Henderson, tenor player Ralph Moore, pianist Rini Rosnes, bassist Essiet Essiet, and drummer Louis Nash, from an album recorded at Smoke Jazz Club in New York City called We See, we heard Milestones. Thank you.
is a fool, and don't I know it? But a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it like a babe in arms? Love's the same old sad sensation, and lately I've not slept a wink since this half pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. Am I?
Spring in the grasslands that remain in the Great Basin and Great Plains, you may be treated to the flight display of the long-billed curlew, accompanied by its bubbling song. The male flies up with rapidly beating wings and glides down, then up again and down, stitching a series of arcs across the sky and calling as he goes. Long-billed curlews are the largest of North American shorebirds. They winter on mudflats along the coasts of Mexico and the southern U.S., where they extract small crabs from their burrows for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like most shorebirds, they roost and forage in flocks, often with other species. When they are disturbed, their loud flight calls sound the alarm that a potential predator is near. But when the birds arrive on their breeding grounds on the prairies, their hormones put them in a different mood. It's time to leave the flock, to display, sing, mate, and nest. And their whistles can be heard again, dropping from the